Hello guys, welcome to Soul Sisters. My name is Kiara. I'm going to be one of the hosts of this, you know, amazing podcast that a lot of people will end up listening to in the near future. You know, just putting that out there for good vibes. But yeah. This is going to be my first episode. It's going to be alone. Just because I feel like, you know, I wanted to push myself out there. I wanted to see, you know, can Kiara do this? Does Kiara have what it takes to, you know, maintain a podcast for like 30 minutes at least and entertain people? I guess we will have to wait and see. But for today's episode, I wanted to talk about, actually I didn't know what I was going to talk about until like what, 5 minutes ago, but you know, I was on Instagram and I was looking on my explore page and I was like, dude, what am I doing? Literally, I'm here like supposed to like find like a topic to talk about for my podcast, and I don't even know what to talk about yet, and I'm over here scrolling on Instagram. So I was like, you know what, that's exactly what I'm gonna talk about. I'm gonna talk about Instagram. Like, I'm gonna actually give you guys a run up as to why I was on Instagram for 15 16 17 18, for like 5 years. So basically all I had was Snapchat. So Instagram for me is a really toxic place, and I don't want to say that and have people like think, then why the hell do you have Instagram? Because it's a toxic place, but you know, your girl loves a little bit of toxic in her life. No, I'm kidding. But no, yeah, it was really toxic for me like about 5 years ago when I was around 15. And I made the decision of deleting all my social media, whether it was Instagram and Twitter. And I actually ended up staying with Snapchat only because I only had like what? Honestly, the most I had on my Snapchat contact list was like 10 people. And it was 10 people that I truly, truly, truly trusted with my whole heart and like life, that I knew that, you know, they weren't judgmental. They weren't going to judge me over things. And I guess I was going through a period in my life where I was just like, you know, I'm so over this like whole mentality that you have to have like this perfect Instagram, this perfect selfie, the perfect filter, the perfect freaking bio, you know, 10,000 followers and stuff like that. I was just so over all of that. I was over it. I was unencouraged. I was unmotivated. Unmotivated, is that a word? I was unmotivated. I was uninspired. It just really hit me hard. Like, I was already in high school, actually. Yeah, I'm over here thinking I was going into college. I mean, high school. No, yeah, I was in high school. I was probably in my freshman and sophomore year, if I'm not mistaken. But it got to the point where it was just a bad time in my life. And Instagram was just not helping. Instead of helping me distract myself, it was literally just making it worse. Because for girls, I think we struggle the most with, I need to be this way. My butt needs to be this way. My boobs need to look this way. My face needs to look this way. And my hair needs to look this way. Like, and it sucks. It's completely, it's tiring. It's exhausting. And it's sad. And it makes me sad even thinking about it, that I even got to the point where people on Instagram, and I don't blame those people, those individuals on Instagram. I blame myself because I let myself get to that point. It's sad to me that I got to the point. There's other women who have gotten to the point, who are close to getting to that point, where it's kind of like, if I don't look like this person, then what's the point of me, you know, even showing myself off? Like, what? First of all, I want to say, baby girls and baby boys, that you are entitled to showing yourself off no matter how you look. I hope everyone knows that. And I'm not just saying that to say that. I truly mean it. I feel like everyone is beautiful in their own way. And I know it sounds cheesy and silly. Everyone says that. But I truly feel like everyone has their own beauty, whether, you know, inside and out. And whether it's just their personality, how they act, stuff like that. And I honestly, I don't think, and I'm getting a little bit off topic because I feel like this correlates and relates to what, you know, why I got off of social media for 5 years, bro. Like, it was the most depressing and the worst anxiety I had up until, like, last year, too. And it just sucked having to, like, feeling like shit about yourself. And then having to go on Instagram to see all these pretty women. Beautiful women, by the way. I don't blame them. I blame myself, like I said. And feeling like, damn, why can I look like that? Why can't my body look like that? Why can't my hair look like that? Why can't my face look like that? It's kind of like, why am I even torturing myself? Why am I suffering over something that, you know, obviously you can change. You know, if you don't feel great about your body, you know, there's always working out and exercising or eating healthier. And, you know, there's just so many things that I was worrying about that it wasn't even that big of a deal. Now that I think of it, I was such a baby. And I don't want to say I was a baby. Like, yeah, I was a baby to a certain extent. But at the same time, my feelings were getting hurt. And I just hated how I looked. And not that... And it sounds sad, but I really just didn't like it. I hated how I looked because I wanted to look so much like all the other women on Instagram. And I hope everyone knows, or whoever's listening, that people post the best version of themselves on Instagram, whether it's on Twitter or whatever, like any type of social media. People are not going to post when they're in bed at 9 p.m. eating freaking Doritos and watching Netflix. People are not going to post that. I mean, yeah, some people will. Some people are like that honest to the point where it's like, you know what, I'll do it, like they don't mind. But those Instagram models that you look up to, those Instagram models that you know, dread sometimes watching their or seeing their pictures because you know they look so good and you want to be that way, they're not going to post pictures of themselves when they're looking, you know, not their best. People post the best version of themselves, and I've learned that over years that, you know, why are you going to let a picture of someone else who's super confident, who's super happy within themselves, affect you? If anything, if you're not happy within your own self, you need to look for that happiness within your own self. You need to, whether it's, for me, I think what I struggled the most, I was just, I think what really hit my breaking point, and I'm laughing because now that I think of it, it's something that I could have avoided and could have fixed. But, you know, I was super young. And I don't blame myself because people make dumb decisions when they're young. So, but I think what I struggled was that, I don't know, I feel like I was unhappy within my own self. And seeing other people happy made me sad. And it sounds sad because you're like, why are you saying that? You're seeing people happy and it's making you sad. Yeah, it's making me sad to the extent that I wanted to be as happy as they were. You get me? I want to be happy. I want to see people happy. You know, it's just like a mental thing, I guess. And I feel like I'm not the only one to struggle with it because I've had friends that have told me the same thing. There are so many people struggling right now with insecurities because they don't look like how they want to look. Or, yeah, they just don't feel right or good. And I'm getting emotional even talking about it because it sucks that people are going through that. Because I feel like no one should ever have to go through that to the point where they have to delete their Instagram or Twitter or stuff like that to feel a little bit better about themselves. And that's what I did. That's exactly what I did. And that's why I stayed out of social media for 5 years. Because of how I was feeling, because of the anxiety, and I guess you can say the depression. And you might be like, damn, why were you suppressed? What was wrong? What? And I don't think I don't know. I really don't have an answer to that. I feel like when you have that, it just hits you and you're unhappy, and it's not like, yeah, you can have everything you want, but, like, is that really worth it if you're going through what you're going through? Like, I don't think people realize that people don't want to feel the way they feel. And I mean that when they're feeling negative about themselves. It's not like I wanted to feel horrible about myself. You know, it's just a thing that, you know, it's a mental thing, and it sucks. But I will say that you do overcome it and you do get through it. I'm back. I'm back on social media after, what, like 5 years? But you do overcome it and you learn to accept the fact that just because others are happy doesn't mean that you can't be happy either. Like, everyone's entitled to their own happiness and you just have to find it. Just because those people found it first in you doesn't mean that you can't find it either. So I hope that correlates and relates and helps someone and motivates someone that you don't have to look like every other girl on Instagram. You don't have to post bikini pictures to be pretty or to be worthy enough of love. Like, baby girl, baby boy, you're worthy of all the love in the world. And a picture of you in a bikini is not going to determine your worth. I hope you know that. And I feel like for that, like, that's what I struggle with the most in understanding that, you know, Kiara, you don't have to post a bikini picture for you to be pretty. You don't have to post a certain selfie with a filter on for you to be pretty. You know, you don't have to do stuff like that. And that's why, honestly, like, you can see that I don't really post a lot. I mean, I do once in a while when I'm feeling myself, because, you know, baby girl has to show it off a little. But I do like stories and stuff, but I rarely even post myself, just because, not because I'm insecure, but because I'm just like, I'm content with how I want my page to be, and it's not about me posting, you know, certain posts. And honestly, to all those girls that rock those bikini posts, honestly, you go, girl. Like, y'all are beautiful and y'all know who you are, because I follow some of you guys. You guys are super beautiful and amazing and super talented women who, you know, I learn from each and every day, as cheesy as it may sound, because you're like, damn, I don't talk to her. But yeah, I learn from you guys each and every day. And I feel like it's okay if you're not the same as other people. You don't have to post the same things. Like, if anything, you're posting something different is so much more cooler. Because people are going to be like, damn, first girl that I see that doesn't post this. And then they're like, I want to talk to her. But yeah, going back to that, you do overcome it. You do get better. And you do start loving yourself a little bit more, at least. It may take some time. You know, it's not going to happen over a day. It will take probably 2 weeks. It will take probably months. It will take probably years. But I promise you that at the end of it, you will feel better if you truly, truly want that happiness within yourself. You just have to let go of having the idea of, I want to be like this person. Why don't, instead of saying I want to be like this person, say I want to be myself. I want to truly be myself and love myself. And I want to inspire and motivate people. Like, it sounds easy to say, and it sounds silly sometimes too, but instead of saying I want to be like this person, be like, I want to be me, bro. I want to love myself. I want to not let a simple post from a really beautiful woman on Instagram affect me, and just live your life how you want to live it, honestly. And that's as, you know, as honest as and raw as I can be. Like, just live your life as you want it. Just live your life the way you want, and don't worry about other people. Because also, the minute you start worrying about what other people are gonna think in your life or are gonna say, is the minute that you start to let go. Damn, like, then what? Like, you start to lose your purpose, because you're over here worrying about what freaking fulano is gonna say about you, instead of, damn, what do I want to do? And I'm saying that because I have friends that want to do so much stuff with their lives, have so much purpose, are so talented, but are so scared to do it, just because they're like, I'm scared of what, well, this person's gonna say when I post it on my Instagram story. I'm like, dude, can you, like, what? You're scared about you posting something on your story and about what another person's gonna say? Honestly, fuck them. If they're gonna talk, they're gonna talk. Either way, you know, we're not a people pleaser here. People are obviously going to talk, and I don't mind. I don't care. And I'm saying this in general. But, you know, if I want to do this, I want to do this. You get me? Like, take me as an example. Like, I'm pretty sure people are going to
talk and say, why is she doing that? Why this? Why that? But honestly, I can care. Like, I could give two, you know, fucks. I don't care. Because this is something I want to do and it's something I'm passionate about. And if I want to sit and talk and have people listen to me about my experiences and at least motivate at least one person, then that's good with me. If I at least have one person listening to me and motivating them and inspiring them, then honestly, that's all I ever wanted. And I don't want to get cheesy now. I mean, I know I've been cheesy the whole recording, but it's true though. Like, the minute that you feel like you're actually being yourself and you're doing something that you actually like and you're actually also inspiring someone or motivating someone, that's honestly the best feeling ever. I feel like that's when you know that you're at a good place in your life. When you're doing what you want, you don't care what other people think, and then you're also motivating people, that's honestly the best. So if you're listening to me right now and you want to do something similar to this, or not even similar to this, you just want to do whatever you want, you want to actually be happy within yourself, but you're scared about what other people are going to think, fuck them. Honestly, fuck them. Like, you just have to think, do they pay your bill? No. Then why do you care? It's that simple. The only people, I always say that I don't care about anyone unless you live in my house. And it sounds so bad. I mean, I do care, you know, I love my friends and everything, but I don't care about anyone that's talking smack about me or hating on me unless you live in my house. Like, if you don't live in my house and we're not friends and you're talking smack about me, I can care two fucks about what you think about me. I really don't. Like, I don't care. It's that simple. And I feel like that's where we struggle to accept that we're not always going to please everyone, and we have to understand that I'd rather please myself than please someone else who's not even worried about my well-being, you get me? So let's just forget the haters, enjoy our time here on earth, and motivate, inspire, and do whatever we want, and just live our life, guys. Just live our lives. And if you're listening to this recording and you've actually, you know, came or have made it to the end, I truly appreciate it. I love you with all my heart. I actually really do. And send me a DM or something and tell me what I helped you in, or if I even helped you or something, or if you just liked the recording, honestly. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's super, super short, but I promise that the next ones are going to be super long. I just wanted something simple, you know, something a little, like a little sneak peek of what's to come. So I hope you guys enjoy, and thank you guys for listening.